Archbishop Franco, you're coming to the end of your time as nuncio, aren't you? Looking back over the past 7 years, what do you feel perhaps has been the most important part of your work?
Well, I think that the most important work has been the personal relationship in the effort to get to make better understanding, to get better understanding and to have a better understanding of the situation, of the position of the Holy See in the different, also delicate questions that there are. And this need just to have people understand and try to also look forward, not just look backward and to be conditioned by an history, by the events and the unfortunate, perhaps, relationships that there have been in the past.
You've just had another recent meeting with the Israeli government delegation, moving us perhaps a little bit closer to this agreement that you've worked for. How close are we to finalizing that agreement?
Well, we have still some points that we honestly, both delegations, we are trying to work out to see if we can reach an agreement that can be acceptable by both parties, you know, because this is the effort we have made all along these years, that are more than 10 years, to find the common ground and to define common understanding of situations and perhaps also remedies or decisions that can make precedent for a relationship or for symbol for the life of the church in Israel. So we are getting closer and closer, and we hope that if there are no major obstacles, we are going smoothly toward the conclusion of this agreement.
So maybe at the next session you feel that it could be concluded?
I will not make previsions, because many times the previsions are not then realistic. But of course we are working with this purpose of concluding the agreement.
You talked before about the need for compromise on both sides, and yet there are certain areas that you cannot compromise.
That is exactly why we are still discussing and negotiating. But when I talk of compromise, it's especially on very practical things, paying or not paying taxations, where everybody all over some taxations are paid. So we have to try to get the best for the church, but we have also to acknowledge that also the Christians or the Catholic have to give a contribution for the social life.
As you know, though, after this last meeting, there was concern about a change in the Holy See's position on East Jerusalem.
This, I'm sorry to say, has been an expression of this psychological disposition that is so present, fear. But fear groundless, without any ground, because it has been repeated several occasions that there will be no hint, no changing of position, nothing. Because our agreement with Israel is not on borders or on places. It's the fiscal system of the church.
You are, though, talking about places like the upper room, the cenacle, aren't you? This is part of your discussion. Can you tell us where we stand on that now?
It's part of the concerns that we are putting forward. And by the way, the upper room is in West Jerusalem, not East Jerusalem. And our concern, we are trying to get understanding, but we are still in the way, in the process. Of course, this is a place unique for Christianity, and we hope that some understanding will be concretely achieved, and we hope that the future can bring to more evolution in this aspect, in this regard.